number range is very similar to those on the AccuTest, so the one mustn't try and correlate the readings on the AccuTest machine with the HbA1c. But an HbA1, my average HbA1c is around, I don't know, 7 or 8, and people again would shudder perhaps that that is too high by a few points. I'm happy with it. So, as I say, the technology has advanced to the point where diabetic control is a whole lot easier than it used to be in the good old days.
You mentioned that you saw Dr. Lloyd privately in 1983. When did you begin private medicine?
It was on that occasion. I had a medical at... I was working in Essex. We were still living in South Wales. I was commuting on Mondays and Fridays between South Wales and Essex. And it was a works medical. And they suggested the guy doing the medical, I explained my diabetic condition. And he said, well, why don't you get some private advice? And I thought, well, look, I'm working in Essex. If I get private advice locally, I can have a day off instead of traipsing up and down to Essex, and especially if it's on a Friday or a Monday. So anyway, I got in touch with Dr. Lloyd. I can't recall quite. I must have made some inquiries that who was the man to see. And a super guy, Welshman, ran a practice in, or not, yes, well, he had a practice in Newport. He also worked for the National Health Service, I think, at the Royal Gwent Hospital. But I used to see him in a private hospital, St. Augustine's in Newport. And that's how I say got to know him. And the contrast between the treatment I got from him and what I was getting at a much earlier stage from the diabetic clinics was so extreme that I couldn't believe my good fortune. I mean, it was a thorough medical. I mean, it was a ECG, blood tests, the whole shooting match, and an hour's consultation, a thorough medical checkup, some solid advice about insulin changes.